Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome. This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Appreciate everybody joining us. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along and following us. You can reach us at redneckandeyes.com. That's our website. And we're just talking about all things trucking and then some. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. And give us a call. Let me know what you got going on. Me, the weather's getting warmer, and I'm ready to go ride. That's what I'm talking about. We're down here in South Texas, it's almost nice every weekend. I mean, riding weather, you know, I mean, it might be a little chilly, but you bundle up, you know, and you're riding to stay safe anyway. You're wearing your leathers and your safety gear and helmet and everything. So if it's, you know, 60 degrees outside, it's still pretty nice. So let's get out riding. Sun shining. Today the sun was shining. It got up into the low 70s and in mid 70s, almost 75. And it's just going to be great. Even Saturday, it's supposed to be in the 60s, low 60s even, and sunny. So still looking for a great day to go riding. And that's what it's all about. But stay safe and doing all that. We're talking about over here in Redneck and Eyes Radio, it's all things trucking and then some. So it's talking about truck driving and trucking and just driving safely on the highway and, you know, motorcycling as well, staying safe out on the highway. And that's important. So everybody, please, please be safe out there. Watch out for that changing weather. This time of year, that's what's happening is everything can change. You can have a really sunny day up there in the Midwest and those big interstates going down the road, and it'd be real nice, and you're not really thinking anything of it. And then as soon as the sun goes down, the weather can turn bad, really cold, really quick, and it can change in the blink of an eye. So be careful with doing that and always mindful of the weather forecast and see that it could get cold or, you know, could rain, could snow. We're not out of the woods yet. It's not July yet, so watch out for all that. But here at Redneck and Eyes Radio, we're talking about all things trucking and then some, and that's what we do here. And we talk about things like, you know, trying to solve the problems of the world because, you know, truck drivers, we're smart. We're the smartest people on the planet. We can solve all your problems. And I was listening to the President's State of the Union address. I was, they had the, actually, I caught one of the Sunday shows, and Mayor Pete, the Transportation Secretary, he got on there. I tell you what, that guy, man, that guy right there, he can sell ice to an Eskimo. He is just that one of those double talkers, used car salesmen. He's perfect. I tell you what, he can do it, you know. He can say, yeah, things are bad, but I'm telling you right now, things are good. Yeah, things are bad. But let me tell you, okay, ever since this guy took office, things have been getting better, and things are good. It's like, well, you just said things are bad, but now you're thinking things are good. Oh, man, come on now. But anyway, let me know what you think. 515-602-9731. That's Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Phone number, call in, chime in, be part of the conversation. Just push one. The United States Postal Service is canceling another contract for a trucking company that was involved in an accident. So that's what's going on is that, you know, we're seeing everybody saying, hey, you know, the trucking industry has a shortage of drivers. Well, no, what happens is the insurance companies, they just don't want to mess with any kind of risk. So when you have truck drivers that are needing to learn and they're not getting trained, well, what happens is that they get into accidents. And when the insurance companies, they're like, no, you can't do that. Once you're in an accident, you're done. You know, certain accidents, we're not never going to let you drive again. You didn't learn a lesson. And having that accident, we don't really care if you learned a lesson or not. You're done. So they can't drive anymore. So now you got a person that was saying, hey, I'll do this job. I'll do that job. And then they say, no, you can't. You can't do that no more. And you can't do it, you know, never again. And that's pretty much what it's come to. And now, the big companies started it. Now the insurance companies have gotten into it. And of course, it's all a big play with, you know, liability and covering their butt. And that's just how it's going to be. So trucking companies, they're starting to do the same. When you are contracted with any kind of entity like the Postal Service or a big, big company, and you have problems with compliance or safety or any kind of liability, then the shippers are just going to cut you off. They're not going to deal with it. So, you know, when you want to work, when you want to haul freight, not only do they want to know how much you're going to charge them, they want to know what your record is. They want to know what your safety record is, and they're not going to hire you. You know, they gave you that point system with the FMCSA, and now what they're going to do is they're going to say, your point system has to be really, really good for you to haul our freight. And although our freight doesn't pay that well, your point system has to be really, really high. And if you're a bigger company and you're trying to call these people and say, you know, hey, you know, we'll haul your freight. We'll haul your freight. I got trucks to move. I got trucks to move. And they say, well, you got to have a safety rating. Your point system has to be really high. And when you have drivers having accidents, then the point system goes down. So guess what? You got to fire drivers to get your point system back up. You got to just implement those, you know, it's really just no mistake scenario. Drivers can't have accidents. Trucks can't have violations. And when you do, the point system, and as soon as the point system gets affected, they look at who caused it and they 86 them. Done. And that's pretty much what's going on right now. You see it all over for the past 10 years. You've just been seeing it where they've been, you know, now they're saying, well, we need drivers. We need good drivers. We need good drivers. And then they don't want to pay. Right. And they want perfect, but they don't want to pay for perfect. Or they want perfect and they insist on everything being perfect. So, you know, these little minor details that you see. But then when you show up to them and they're not perfect, we're not. That's not safety. That's not compliance. That's just, you know, a shipper having trouble loading a truck, and that's not a big deal. You need to operate perfectly safely, even though you picked up the load late, and even though we demand that you deliver it on time still, you still have to have a perfect safety rating. So if you do have a log violation, you're done. If you do have an accident because the driver stayed up too late and got tired, you're done. Okay? We can be flawed. You can't. That's what I'm getting from this. You know, that's what it's getting to. Drivers, same. You show up to a company. Company doesn't have your load ready. The company doesn't have equipment properly. You have to do all that. And then if you get into an accident because the equipment that you're not responsible for is messed up somehow, then it's still your fault because you had the accident. You should have known. See, and the company, you know, the company's going to get dinged, but accident's still on you. And that's why you see the companies just saying, hey, you know, we can't have this. And it's like, well, fix your stuff then, you know. And they seem to think that, yeah, okay, our trucks are good. Our trailers are good. Well, that's all we need. You should be able to do it. Well, no, because your loading systems are crappy. You know, your forklift don't work, so it gets delayed. So now it's delayed in the time that I can leave, okay? Or you don't have enough equipment to secure the freight properly, so that takes time. You know, you don't have computers or equipment to get the paperwork ready to be compliant, so we have to wait on that, so that takes time, you know, things like that. And it's so they said, well, we're going to hold you to a higher standard, and you need to be able to do things without any kind of mistakes, but it's okay if we make those little mistakes, because that's just the way business is. So you need to accept that. So you're held to a higher standard, but you're not allowed to hold the carrier or the shipper to a higher standard. You can't do that. That's not how we work here. It's you that's supposed to be the higher standard. And I don't know, man. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. It is coming down the pipe. The trucking industry is just, you know, crazy, overregulated, and there seems to be no end in sight. They want to eliminate all mistakes. And if you are one of those drivers that makes mistakes, you're not going to be able to drive anymore. It's just plain and simple. So I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. That's the phone number. 515-602-9731. Give us a call. I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Those guys are the ones that have the particulate filters where if you have those systems, those EPA systems of where you have SCR and DPF and you need a particulate filter or you need some kind of part, they got all the extra parts for all that stuff. And they got the knowledge and the know-how for it, too. So give them a call, 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We thank them for all the support of Redneck and Eyes. So check us out. Tell them what you think. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a second.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Living on toes of time.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate you all joining us. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. Yeah, we're talking about changes to the trucking industry over the past decade or so, where it seems what we're learning here is, you know, they're just not going to deal with mistakes. Can't make mistakes. Postal Service servicing severing mail contract with California Trucking Company. It says Comentez Trucking involved in 11 crashes, including two fatal wrecks over a two-year period. Now, that is a lot. Okay, 11 crashes, two fatals in 2 years. So let's get the numbers. Let's find out what they're going here. Let's say it says U.S. Postal Service is canceling its mail contract with a California-based trucking company with a history of safety violations and drivers who were involved in two fatal crashes in the past 2 years. The Postal Service reviewed the association. It said, what is it, Caminante Trucking, and chose to end the contractual relationship, a statement to FreightWave said. Postal Service spokesperson said that the trucking company was notified last Friday about the decision to cut ties with the mail carrier, and the government agency expects to have replacement carriers named within 2 weeks. The Long Beach Trucking Company officially has the same name as its owner, but does business as Comentez, and it says listed as an interstate-only company or intrastate company-only company, which means that they only stay in California. It says has 46 power units and 37 drivers. So 46 power units, that's, if you did the math, what I always say is the way the crashes look, when you look at a big company like Swift and Schneider and all those, you know, they keep their accidents right around 8. It's 8 per million is what they're saying, okay? And sometimes you see their numbers, it's around 10. Which means they're having one accident every 100,000 miles, which even if it's only eight, and you did eight divided by a million, right? That means that it's could be around 120, 130,000 miles, there's an accident, right? So what I've always said is for these big companies, they say that big companies have so many accidents per million miles, which is between 8 and 10, and that means that every driver that works for that company is having one accident every year. That's what it boils down to. And if you're out there and you're an owner-operator, lease carrier, or you have your own authority, that is a lot, isn't it? It seems like a lot. One accident, every driver in their system, 1,000 drivers, having at least one accident every year, no matter what. And what they say was one vehicle hits another out on the road and a report has to be made. That's what it is. Okay. And they're probably even being like, you know, extra cautious with, like, even if they have something in a parking lot on their own facility, maybe one of their trucks hits another truck, maybe that counts as two. You know, I mean, that might be the case. But again, the national average is around 7 or 8. Anytime you see a company have, and when they say their accident ratio is eight per million, like they say accident ratio of 8.1 or 7.9 or whatever, you see a lot of these owner-operator companies like Landstar, there's around like 4. If it gets above 6, it's rare. But that means that it boils down to every driver in the company having one accident every 2 years when you get down to that level, right? Okay, so what's the math here? Okay, 37 drivers that had 11 accidents in 2 years. Okay, so that means I don't have my calculator in front of me, and I'm like going brain dead with the math here. But to me, let's say you had 37 drivers and you had 11 accidents, 37 drivers, and if you had and see what it is. Is you would expect 37 drivers to have an accident ratio with the same level of that per million miles. That means that the every driver is having an accident every year. So in 2 years, you should be having what, 60, 74? 74 accidents is what you should be having. That's if your trucks are running those many miles, and you have to go by miles, and we don't know how many miles they're doing. If they're only staying in California, and it looks like they might be straight trucks, like the larger class, maybe a class 8 straight truck, or a class 6 or class 7, and you know, delivering in the LA area or in the big cities or whatever, 46 power units. That probably means that there's always trucks sitting that way. If one truck breaks down, they can keep moving. But I think the biggest thing is the fatalities. That's a big deal. But again, in a big company, I still think that that's not that bad. You can be the judge if you want, you know, but, you know, things happen. So, you know, what depends on, I mean, you have to look at the accidents, I guess, right? Because that right there tells me if they've got, let's say the drivers are all running 100,000 miles a year, okay? So you got 37 drivers and they're running 100,000 miles, so that means there's 37 million miles being run, right? Okay? 37 million miles a year. If you, or what did I say? 30, why did I say 37 million? That's not right. Get out of here with that. 37. So it's 3 million, right? Is that what we're saying? I can't hear that. I'm doing it wrong. 100,000 times 37, and that's 3.7 million, okay? So let's say the accident ratio, well, if you do it by 11, that's not right. So let's do 11 divided by 3.7 million. I mean, it's still not a lot. I'm trying to figure out how they do the numbers, because having, I mean, you would have to have 74 accidents. What did I say? 74 in 2 years. Well, let's say you had 37 accidents, because every driver has an accident every 100,000 miles. So you have three. Let's say we had 37 accidents divided by 3.7 million miles. I mean, yeah, that would be, that's not it. Let's do 3.7. I mean, yeah, their accident ratio would be 3.4. If you did, well, I mean, in this 11 accidents, 2 years, it's not that much. It's still not that much. I don't care what anybody says. It's not that much. No matter how you do the math, okay? 37 drivers, let's say that there's 37 drivers out there in 1 year. I mean, what did they just say? 11 crashes in 2 years, okay? That means that 37 drivers had, let's just give them the high side, 6 accidents in 1 year. That's not a lot. That is very, very little, okay? Fatalities, still 2 fatal wrecks. Now, how many people died? Now, see, and that's the thing, is looking at severity. They're looking at risk. They're looking at let's just keep reading and let's see what they say. It says, the owner did not respond to Freightways request seeking comment about the Postal Service decision to cut ties with his company. The company's contract carrier authority has been revoked and reinstated twice since the operating authority was granted back in 08, according to the FMCSA data. It says the trucking company they have been inspected 223 times and 65 have been placed out of service in a 24-month period, resulting in a 29.1% out-of-service rate, which is significantly higher than the industry's national average of around 22%. Okay, again, 22% is high. Out-of-service rate, 22%, that's high to me. But, again, that's the average. So, okay, they're above average, out-of-service rate. Perfect. Okay, your reason in the article, FreightWaves, was, you know, this company severed ties and they had 11 crashes, 2 fatals in a 2-year period. Okay, to me, that's not a lot. Okay, that's not a lot. But you're saying that they're out of service rates high. Okay, out of service rates high. That should be the reason, if anything, right? Drivers for the company were inspected 331 times, and 20 were placed out of service, resulting in a 6% out of service rate, according to FMCS data. The national average for drivers is nearly 6.6. So a below average for drivers. So don't punish the drivers. So now you're punishing the drivers, taking the contract away, and the drivers really aren't doing that many things wrong other than they have two fatal accidents. So it says truck drivers were involved in 11 crashes, including two fatal wrecks in Colorado and California over a 24-month period. Since the trucking company's authority was granted in 2008, the trucking was ordered to pay a $28,160 in fines, $6,700 for an enforcement case in September 2013, and $21,000 in November 22, according to FMCSA data. Okay, so two major fines. Okay, it wasn't like a bunch of fines, right? Investigators claim that they subcontracted with other carriers to haul mail, including a company called Lucky 22 out of Colorado, which is owned by his son. In June of 22, one of Lucky 22's drivers, a 26-year-old who was driving a Kenworth T800 straight truck, was involved in a fatal crash near Meade, Colorado, that killed a family of five. It says, and of course, they named everybody. Okay, so now you're getting in trouble for another carrier's driver's accident. That just so you just let here. Okay, so that's what now it is a family thing. So, you know, maybe we need to look at that. But that's one accident. One accident, right? Investigators estimate that the driver looks like this. Yeah, okay, the driver, who was 26 years old, was traveling approximately 70 miles an hour, when he slammed into the 2015 Ford SUV driven by who was traveling less than 10 miles an hour because of stop traffic ahead of Interstate 25. According to the wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family, two surviving children in October 22. It says court documents claim that he did not have a valid CDL or medical card as required by FMCSA to operate a commercial motor vehicle. At the time of the crash, investigators found that the brakes on the straight truck owned by the son of the owner of the other company that was driven by the driver were out of adjustment. Here we are making a big deal about the crashes. Up in the top, crashes, right? They got revoked, and we're assuming because of crashes. No, they got revoked because they were doing business with a company. Again, it's another company. It's not the original company we're talking about. This is a separate company, and they hired a driver that did not have a valid CDL or medical card and was driving a truck that did not pass inspection. Okay, let me read on here. Let me before I get fired up again. Let me hold on a second. The driver in December was charged with five counts of vehicular homicide, careless driving, reckless driving, commercial vehicle safety violations, and driving without a commercial driver's license, according to the arrest affidavit. The company drove for Lucky 22 also did not have its for-hire operating authority with FMCSA at the time of the crash. Court filing state, Lucky 22, owned by the son, did not respond to Freightway's request seeking comment. Okay, so let me tell you something. This is what I'm going to tell you. The son, the owner of the Lucky 22 owner, needs to go to jail. Needs to be brought up on homicide, vehicular manslaughter charges. Right there. Owner of that company should be held responsible. The owner of the company should be going to jail. You know they ain't got the money to pay up a lawsuit, you know. And I'll tell you this again. Insurance company, if he does have insurance, because it didn't say he didn't have insurance, he didn't have operating authority. So if he had insurance with no operating authority, insurance company, I'm coming after you. Right? Okay, so again, you're talking about we're needing to be perfect. I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be compliant. I need to have my ducks in a row. Keep your ducks in a row, and they won't be coming after you for all the little crap. Okay? this company up here, that the first one we're coming at, coming after, the one we're talking about, that got their contract with the mail revoked, seemed to be they had everything in order. They just made the mistake of dealing with somebody who didn't. So now what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with, again, it's something that you really should, I mean, this other company up here that had 37 drivers and 46 power units, they really shouldn't be punished as much as they're being punished for, okay? Because they're probably going to lose a lot of customers once their customers find out about all this. But when you deal with other companies that don't have, I mean, it's kind of like association. I mean, we were told this in the military. If you were at a party and they were all doing drugs and you're in the military, guess what? If they come raid that party, it doesn't matter if you weren't touching anything. Doesn't matter if they test you and they never find anything. Doesn't matter. You were there and you shouldn't have been, and they'll get you. And that's, and this is, it's just association. You just need to, you know, it's like, what is it? You know who your friends are, and they'll get you in trouble. Again, I don't think that these 37 drivers should be punished with taking away their, wasn't it said that the company's contract carrier authority has been revoked and reinstated twice? I was going to say the FMCSA hasn't cut them loose. They can still drive. It's just that, you know, they're doing business with people that shouldn't be driving. So, again, Lucky 22, that company should be down, and the owner should be in jail. And you go in there and you find out, were they paying for insurance? Did the insurance company know they didn't have any operating authority? I'd be coming after the insurance company, too. I'd be investigating them because they're the ones supposed to have all that stuff in and checking all that stuff, too. Okay? And again, you can find, I would definitely find the owner of the main company here that has 37 drivers. I'd definitely investigate, hey, you know, did you know about all this stuff? And, of course, they're all going to say, I didn't know. But you need to have documentation and always prove. That's why when you call somebody to haul a load and they say, well, we need all your paperwork, and you're like, oh, no, I did that with the last guy. I don't know. No, they need the paperwork because of stuff like this. Okay? Because you can't go by a handshake and a man's promise anymore. You can't do that anymore because of crap like this. Right? And I don't like it. I don't like it that I have to bend over backwards. Again, I have to be perfect because there's other people out there. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Why are you pulling me in and inspecting my truck and all these other trucks aren't getting inspected? And you see them all the time with stuff falling off. The mirrors aren't attached right. You know, everything's looks like the trucks are falling apart. How is that truck going down the road? And here you are worried about a loose windshield wiper. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what irritates us out here, the truck drivers, you know. And those guys, though, I mean, you know, they don't listen to the podcast stuff like that. They can't even afford a cell phone. What are you talking about? Or if they do have a cell phone, it's probably some kind of illegal setup or whatever. But this is yeah. Look at you fired up right here. In fact, I'll put this on the Facebook page, and you guys tell me what you think. It's one of those things that I think that the reason why we are in the situation we're in. And some of it has to do with laziness of the bureaucracy or the laziness of the insurance companies and the lawyers and Wall Street and all that. But it is, I mean, you're trying to pull a fast one. You know, you're the driver, the owner of this Lucky 22, the son of a guy. I mean, you're the son of a guy that owns a company that has 46 trucks with 37 drivers. You know, you're his son. So obviously you're basing your, I mean, you're Hunter. Okay, you know, what's his name here? Where's it at? I forgot. I'm going to find it in Carlos. Yep, Carlos Correas, Correas. Okay, there's some hashtags down here that got hashtags for the trucking companies and all that. You need to put this guy's name. This guy's name. Carlos Correas. Okay, he's the son, so-called son of the owner of the other company out of California. Okay, he's Hunter Biden. he's based his reputation on the successful record of his father. Hey, my father's got a good company up in Colorado. And then come to find out, he can't get any jobs. He can't get any other freight. He can't do anything because he doesn't have the, you know, he calls anybody else. Well, we need that documentation. Oh, no, I don't, you know, no, I can get it to you. I can get it to you. No, we need it. We need it before we'll send you the load confirmation, before we'll send you any kind of contact deal. We need that documentation. He don't have it. So guess what? He ain't hauling the load. He calls his dad. His dad, hey, Dad, I need it. I need to haul some freight. He's like, sure. What do you need? And goes, you know, can you help me out? And he goes, yeah, I got some stuff over here. He goes, now you got all your paperwork in order, right, son? Oh, yeah, sure, Dad, no problem. You know, and that's what it is. Boom. You know, so, again, it's not good. It's not good at all. Okay? Stop it. Stop doing it. Stop. You know, if you're a driver out there, I mean, this is the industry right here, is that, you know, you got people over here, like people at Redneck and I's and other drivers out there all over the United States trying to do good, trying to do the right thing, and then this happens, stuff like this, you know, and it just pisses me off, gets me fired up beyond recognition. So, yeah. Well, I don't know, tell me what you think. I'll get this article out on our Facebook page. You guys take a look at it. I'll share it on Twitter, too, I do believe. We can still do that. And you guys let me know. So yeah. Breaking the red. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll be right back here. We're going to take a little break. And thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. It's LTRtransportation.com, a trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They're all compliant. They got their ducks in a row. And if you're out there right now and you are in Colorado and you used to work for Lucky 22, hopefully you got a good driving record and you can get hired. Chances are you probably can't. That's the reason why you're working for Lucky 22. And that's the other thing too. See, Lucky 22 is hiring all these drivers that probably shouldn't be driving in the first place. And then, or they have burnt all their bridges. And you got to watch out too. The trucking industry is a big bridge and you can burn it really quick. If you get a hot head or a bad rep, you know, poor work history, if you don't show up on time, stuff like that. So give the Load to Ride Transportation. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030 or check them out at ltrtransportation.com. So we'll check things out. We'll see you in a second.
Sometimes late at night, I see your picture by the dashboard light. It takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I need. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. This high-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particular filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and eye.
Roll me along, take me on a groove, I'm a roll me along, take me down, loose, I'm a roll me.
Song. I love it. I love just hearing them play, watching it. I sometimes just go down the road and listen to that song over and over again. And I swear. Hey, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. That's our website where you can find links to all of our social media accounts. I shared that article, so you can go check it out. And it's pretty. It gets me fired up. There's also a commenting section at the bottom where you can leave a comment. And I'm definitely going to leave a comment. I was going to look on here, and there isn't that many comments on here yet. Now, this was posted on yesterday, posted Wednesday. So freightwaves.com is where it's at, and go check it out. And I'd suggest everybody leave a comment. I'm going to leave it up here because I'm going to comment on it when I get done. And yeah, I'm definitely going to talk about it. And maybe we'll get some comments and see what it looks like. Yeah, there's no comments on it. So yeah. This is the kind of stuff, this is what we need to cut out here. This is the problem with the industry that we drivers, we need to stop it. We need to eliminate it. If you're out there and you're, let's say that you're a driver trying to do better, trying to make things right and trying to get a better job, and you're having a hard time, and then you get, you know, you finally get a phone call from Lucky 22 saying, we'll hire you, you know, and you don't know, you know, we always suspect that anybody that's going to hire us to do a job, that they all got their ducks in a row. That's what we assume, right? I mean, and come to find out, no, that's not true. Remember Arrow back in the day? I mean, all the drivers thought everything was fine. They were buying trucks from, they were doing lease purchases from the company. They were hauling freight up and down the road. And then all of a sudden, they just shut its doors, and the drivers got stranded. Fuel cards got shut off. Drivers didn't get their paychecks. Even owner-operators that were purchasing their trucks through lease purchase, they were just, no, the bank still had the truck, the title of the truck. They couldn't do it. It's one of those things where maybe there should be some type of, I guess the only thing we can do is rely on websites like FreightWaves and CDL Life to actually investigate these companies. And if they ever see anything that's not right with a company, and of course it's hard because you can't really, there's so much going on that you really can't investigate a company until something bad happens. I mean, that's just like the government. The government's really not going to investigate a company. Like, they're not out there checking every truck. They just don't have enough power. They don't have enough people. And, you know, we don't want them doing that because we're keeping our ducks in a row. We don't want people out there bothering us. But that's what's going on, is the industry is just filled with all this stuff that they're just having to, you know, just, I don't know. It's frustrating. It is. It is frustrating, especially when, you know, the world has bigger problems than the trucking industry of the United States. But again, this is what's affecting our livelihood the most right now, is the cracking down and the enforcement of all that stuff, and it makes it harder on us. We throw a bad attitude at it, and next thing you know, we don't have a job because, you know, it's just like I said before, the industry is not very forgiving to a hothead or, you know, I mean, I had to learn that just like everybody else. You know, you hear me get fired up. I got fired up before. Everybody knows our people here at Redneck and I's, we get fired up and we had to learn, you know, you burnt bridges and the trucking industry is just one giant bridge and you can set it on fire and ruin your career pretty quick. So we just got to stay vigilant about that. But anyway, I'm going to cut out of here and I hope everybody has a great evening. I'll be back tomorrow. We're here every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can give us a call, 515-602-9731. That's the phone number. Our website is redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is the first time I mentioned it in the whole show. Usually I'm doing it about 8 or 9 times. But a YouTube channel is a big deal for us. It's really exciting to see people watch our videos talking about topics that we care about. And, yeah, I'm going to keep this article. I might try to get another YouTube video talking about this article because this really bugs me. It bugs me because it really does. It's a catch 22, lucky 22, right? It fills in all the gaps. It explains to us the problem with the industry, which is a legitimate company that's got a good contract with a postal service actually doing business with somebody they shouldn't be, you know? And yeah, he's Hunter Biden because he's using his dad's name to make money, basically, right? Well, anyway, you guys check it out, renegadize.com. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see the article got shared on there. Also on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you search Redneck and Eyes. I think we're Redneck and Eyes 12, our Twitter handle. But if you go to the website and look on the link, you got a Twitter link and you got a YouTube link and a Facebook and an Instagram. Go check them out. Appreciate everybody's support on that. So we'll guys see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. sharp. 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Y'all have a good evening.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.